We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, it's Katie Neal, and welcome back to the Katie & Company podcast. This week on the Superstar Power Hour, we had the one, the only Dierks Bentley, who is just such a nice man. And I was really excited because right now I am still working and broadcasting from home until we get my new studio in Nashville built. If you missed it, there was a very cute little article in Billboard about that studio that's coming hopefully later this fall. But for right now, I have to had to do like a lot of Zoom interviews still, but now we're finally able to do a few things in person. So I got to sit down with Dierks in person and it was just a lovely conversation. We talked all about his kids. We talked about his extreme hobbies. I don't know if you know this, but he's a certified pilot. He flies all the time, super into mountain biking. Just did like a 100-mile race. We talk about new music. We talk about the upcoming tour. We just honestly, we had a really good conversation. Dierks is such a good guy. Really excited that we had him on the show this week and really can't wait to have him back again soon. So I hope you enjoy this conversation with Dierks Bentley.
I'm real good.
You've been in here all day?
I've been here since an hour and a half. Not bad.
Okay, not bad.
That's good. You know what? It's crappy outside. Well, not crappy, but it's getting crappier, which is good for me because it was really nice outside.
It's really hard.
It's hard to be inside.
I know. Like yesterday was beautiful.
My band, everyone around me knows, like, if we're going in the studio for a week or something, my manager would be like, God, I hope it's raining the whole week. Like, just cause otherwise, I'll be in there going, you guys got this? I mean, you got this, right? I'm looking for a bike ride.
Really hard to keep you focused when you're in the studio. Yeah.
It's getting worse as I get older. Like, I think after COVID and spending a year in Colorado, it really has just gotten to be like, I just recognize how many but compared to out west, how many like great blue sky days we have here. This year's been incredible. The weather's been, this winter was like so nice. There's so many blue sky days, but there's times you look at your weather and it's like 10 days of gray. You're like, whoa.
It really is like, it's hard on you. And you don't really realize it until the sun comes out and you're like, oh my God,
I know.
I feel re-energized.
So in those days, I'm like, I gotta cancel stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna cancel. I just saw Eric Church canceled a concert to attend a basketball game. I'm not going to maybe go that far, but if it's a nice weather outside, I will cancel to go get outside.
That's amazing. I know. I saw that and I was like, you know what? Good for him for like owning up to that and being like, I'm really sorry but this is like once in a lifetime.
Sorry, folks, but I got to go to this game.
What's your thing that you would cancel, like not cancel a show for, but that you'd be like, I'm so sorry, I have to go do this like once in a lifetime thing?
I know. I am bad at not canceling shows for things. I just, from the very beginning, I'm like, this show must go on. You know, just that mentality of like, a funeral, I'm like, I don't know. There's a lot of things I probably should have gone to, but I've always put a priority on the show. I mean, I've only been to like four weddings my whole life, and one of them was mine. So, and one of them was our drummer. He got married on a Tuesday.
So that makes it easy. Days.
So I just, I'm old school when it comes to like, just, I'll play through anything. I don't like canceling shows. Obviously, during COVID, I think every artist has experienced some sort of cancellation, and I think fans have gotten used to it, sadly, that, you know, the confidence that the show is going to definitely happen is not like it used to be. But I don't cancel for much. It'd have to be probably a family thing.
Pretty sure. Speaking of family, how is the family?
The family's good. Family's busy. It's been a great winter and spring with just, you know, a lot of outdoor adventure and activities. They're all doing different sports and
theater.
I saw
Knox is playing hockey. What are the girls doing?
Knox is doing hockey, boxing, soccer, and lacrosse. All right now, and it's every day. It's
just, which I'm sure are like on opposite sides of town.
Oh, it's all over town. Oh yeah,
you're just driving.
Oh yeah,
right?
I mean it's a drive all the time. In the 2010 Tahoe doesn't get the best gas mileage. My girl's doing lacrosse and singing and stuff and guitar and stuff like that. But it's just fun, you know. I think one of the things that came out of, you know, COVID and all that for me is just, and I think for everybody, is just, you know, the things that really matter, you know, family and just time. And this time in my life now is so special with these kids because they're not getting any younger. And, you know, I got a 13-year-old and she's got a phone and, you know, you got to pick your times. You actually get to communicate with her because that, you know, she's got her whole other world now. So just really digging in when you can. And that's what I've been doing with my family.
Yeah. And speaking of Evie, your oldest, it makes my heart like so happy every time you bring her out on stage sing with
me
you.
Too.
Like, has she caught the bug?
She's just, you know what? I haven't pushed it on her at all. And I've been resistant to really going too far into it because it's so important to be a kid. I mean, I've been on the road and had 13-year-olds open for me and stuff. And it's just, and they're good. And they should be doing that. And that's the family's all into it. And it's amazing. But at the same time, man, you know, there's something special about being a kid. You don't get those years back. So I've really been anti any sort of like YouTube channels or anything like that. But she's getting to the place where she should start thinking about it a little bit because she's good at it. And I mean, she's really good at it.
Good enough you brought her out at Houston Rodeo.
70,000 people, and I'm like nervous, and she's just like a pro. I mean, I'm the one that always messes up when I sing with her. I miss a harmony line, and she's just total pro. And she always has been. She has some gift for that. Just like, I don't know, she just feels comfortable up there. But at the same time, she's not like, you know, she's not at home singing in front of the mirror. She just has other interests and stuff, which I think is healthy because it's a crazy, you know, just you want to be well diversified as a kid and your interests. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it's fun. It's always a joy to bring her up. I love sharing the gift the fans have given me, which is the tour and play music with my kids because they love coming up. I mean, when I'm on tour, I usually play three different shows. I do my acoustic show early for like the VIPs, and then I have my Hot Country Nights show where we do our 90s country, and then I have my real show, and then each kid has taken a little real estate in those gigs. My son Knox, he comes out for the acoustic jam and sings Somewhere on a Beach, and then my daughter Jordan dresses like a little version of my character in the Hot Country Nights, Doug. And then Evie comes out for the real show. So they all get to experience it, which is really special.
Yeah, and it's fun, like them being out on the road, because otherwise I'm sure they're just hanging out backstage and they're kind of bored. Like
they're just eating, stealing all the candy from everywhere, catering, buses. Yeah, they're just eating candy if they're not on stage. So it's good.
Yeah, and speaking of tour, you're getting ready to go back out on the second leg of Beers on Me tour, which is super exciting. How are you like dealing with it at this point? Like coming up with a set list, like going on your like almost 21st number one song, like how are you picking what goes in the set list every night? Is it getting harder? Because then you've got new music that you want to play. So it's like, how do you find that balance?
Well, it's a great question because I really do try to make every tour different from the one before. And I have to make it fun for me or else it's not going to be fun for anybody. So this year, I'm actually adding a player to the band, Charlie Worsham, who's an artist in his own right and has a great kid. And he played a lot of my record. And one day we were in the studio and I said, man, I don't know who's going to play that part on the road. Wish you'd come out and play with us. He took me up on it, so he's gonna he's gonna come tour with us all in 2022, which means we get to revamp our entire show in some way, because there's so many parts of my albums that aren't being covered on the live show. Ben, our guitar player, is covering like seven parts usually, so he's gonna come out there and add, you know, banjo, fiddle, dobro, and guitar, and singing, and it allows us to take some left turns on some songs. And
those are just like fun instruments.
Going to a jam. Oh, yeah. I mean,
maybe
I love that.
Comes out with a banjo. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. I mean, because from the very beginning, my goal has been to mix, my motto has been like, mix the bluegrass with the kick ass, right? Like, how do you take the bluegrass instruments and make it sound big and rock? And so to have them out there, it's really exciting. As a band, we're going, getting together next week on the days that it's raining. I already checked the schedule. Tuesday and Wednesday look bad, so we'll be inside. And just start revamping, going song by song. Are we going to play it like the record? Are we going to play it like we've been doing it? Are we going to redo it now that Charlie's in the band? Are we going to, the order, just some things I haven't liked, some things I want to change. It's a good chance to, you know, just take it to the next level for the second leg of the tour with Ashton McBride and Travis Denning. I mean, it's so fun. So I'm a long way from that spot right now. I mean, I've watched a lot of concerts in town here in Nashville recently at Bridgestone where I've headlined and sold out. And I'm just like, wow, I got to get like... I like playing. I don't like being one mode. Like I'm in biking mode right now, and dad mode, and getting back in studio mode, and to get back into like the combat mode almost. You know, going on those stages. It's like I'm not there yet. So a lot of ground to cover between now and June, but I'll get there. And I look forward to being back in the road mode here when we get back out.
That's awesome. Speaking of being in biking mode, I feel like you're a man of like extreme hobbies. You're like biking or flying. Like I'm just trying to like work on my golf game. Like, always doing something extreme. Have you had any like bad spills lately? Like I always get a kick out of whenever you post that.
Luckily, no bad spills flying. Gosh, that'd be a bad thing. But there's always, you know, every, as a pilot, I mean, it's like, I think every pilot could relate to, like, you know, you're always, you're always trying to get that perfect flight. I've never had a perfect flight. I've always had some stupid thing I've done. Luckily, not.
What do you mean? Like what? Like
just
what makes
little things.
Flight?
Like you're 20 minutes into a flight and you realize you still have your takeoff lights on. You know, you're supposed to kill the, especially in the little plane that I fly. Those are actual real bulbs. They're not LED lights. So those bulbs are really expensive too. So like, yeah, you're flying for half an hour with your lights still on. It's like, God,
so that's
what
like
are
the
you
equivalent
doing?
Of like driving with your blinker on. A
yes,
little bit.
The same thing. Have to drive your blinker on.
But it drains
on.
The battery.
Yes, yes. Or like roll. You land. You know, you put your flaps down to land and you roll into the park. And you realize your flaps are still down. It's just not a good look. Like it's like other pilots are going, dude, forgot to put his flaps back up. So just little things like that. Biking, I just did a really long bike race event. It took me 10 and a half hours. I did 109 miles. It was over 9,000 feet of climbing and really long day on the bike. It started at 7 a.m. and the very first thing we did at 7 a.m. when it was 40 degrees outside was cross a creek. You know, you walk across this creek so your feet are just icebergs,
yeah,
for like the rest of the ride, for the next 10 and a half hours. But luckily, I didn't fall. I had a bunch of flat tires and stuff. I didn't have any bad wipeouts. Some people did. A guy that I was riding with fell and hit his head pretty nasty. And, he had a concussion, and we had to kind of leave him behind. But, yeah, it's just challenges are, you know, I think the older you get, the more it's like, yeah, you know, let's see what I can still do with this body before it
Right, you gotta try something new. I know. Like I said, I literally just started trying to play golf because I've never played before, and I'm like, yeah, I need to get out and find a hobby.
Oh my gosh!
When you get to a certain age, you're like, what are your hobbies? I gotta find one.
I had to quit golf. Like, it's interesting. You have so many opportunities to play golf. You know,
yeah.
You've been given golf clubs, and there's no reason why I shouldn't be good.
Yeah.
And it gets so frustrating when it's just like, I think I'm worse now than I was like 20 years ago. I mean, it's like, it's a hard sport. And
like I said yesterday, we were out the driving range. I'm like, so many things have to go right at the same time. Like
exactly
one small thing, and you're done.
I find I'm good. Like if I haven't played in a year and I go play, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, but if you're trying, all the
second you start thinking about it and working on stuff and tweaking your game, it's like
it's a lot. It's really frustrating.
You're better off on a bicycle, just with a lot of self-loathing and and hitting myself.
Definitely
and working it out on the bike.
For sure. Well, coming back to music, you've got the song that's coming up the charts, and I love "Beers on Me" because it's such a great, like, just Dierks Bentley fun song, great at
a live show.
But what I love about it more is that, like, you brought in these two up-and-coming country stars who are like making a lot of noise in Nashville right now. Talk about working with Hardy and Breland.
Well, I mean, I feel so lucky to work with these guys. They're I wrote the song with Hardy and some other people. And it was Hardy's idea, "Beers on Me," and I love that idea because I just feel like my fans, certainly with COVID, but even more so with all the money they've invested in my career over all the years I've toured, I'd love to buy them all a beer. They walk in the gate and they get some ticket that allowed them to go get a beer for free, and we can all do a toast. You know, in that first song, I try to get the idea by Live Nation, but I guess there's a lot of legal.
Oh yeah,
stuff
I'm sure there's all kinds
beer,
of.
Yeah, if someone were underage were to get a beer, I'd be responsible or something, which is too bad because I wouldn't mind paying for it. It'd be money well spent. But so that's he said that idea. That's the first thing I thought of, and I was like, we got to write this song. We did, and I asked Hardy to sing on it because I'm a huge fan of his voice and everything about him. And then I was in the studio and just came across a Nashville Scene, which is a newspaper here in town, an article about Breland, and I just felt inspired to text him. I got his number, and he came in the next day and wrote a verse and sang on the album. So it was a really special, meant-to-be thing. And, you know, I have a bunch more serious songs and more songs that say more. But at the time, I was like, people just, me included, just listening to the radio, I just want a song that makes me feel good, a song that just goes down like a good cold beer on a hot day. And listening to this song, it flows well. You got the, you know, new voices coming in every verse, and it just feels good. And I kind of went with my gut on that, thinking hopefully this would be something that fans would want to hear. And it turns out they did. So it feels good to see it doing so well.
That's awesome. And then new music. Talk to me about your 10th studio album. I know you're working on this. What phase are you at? You mentioned going into the studio.
Yeah, I'm just now, like literally in the last 2 days, getting excited about what I'm making. I've been working on it for so long. And I've tried so many different routes to get what I want to get. And just some little things missing, and this just now, just getting just working on these mixes and the instrumentation. I brought my buddy John Randall in, who I've made a lot of records with. Mm-hmm. He's produced all of Parker McCollum's most recent stuff or all of his stuff. He's just a great friend, and he has the same ideology when it comes to country music and the importance of certain instruments. You know, a lot of the acoustic instruments, bluegrass instruments, I'd call them, and placement, and just, you know, great. You listen to great country records. I mean, it's just where the fiddle comes in, where the fills are, you know, who's backing the singer in the second verse, and why is that instrument there, and then the instrument that you choose to back the chorus, why is that instrument taking lead spot there, and this, the flow of that, it's hard to get that right.
Yeah.
And it's important to me to get that right. So just these little minor detail things. The record sounds, the stuff I have sounds great. I could put it out tomorrow and people would be like, oh, it's a great record, but for me to be happy with it, it's got to be, it's almost like a mathematical thing in some way that mixes with the music, and it just, and then it ends up just feeling like it was just recorded in one take, you know.
Yeah.
So it's getting there. It's feeling really good. Super excited about it, and probably have a new single out sometime in the fall, and maybe an album out this time next year. So we'll see.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. And then thinking about, like, just, you know, you've had a very successful career. You get to do these, like, really cool things all the time. When was the last time you had, like, a pinch me moment where you're like, I'm just a kid from Arizona. How did I end up in this situation?
There's like some book I read about, like, you know, you should keep a jar in your house full of like awesome moments, and just it could be the smallest thing, like my daughter going to school saying, I'm wearing a bra for the first time, like, whoa, like that's a crazy life moment, like I should put that in a jar, like that's crazy. We rode bikes to school today, just little, even that, like just little moments or huge moments, you know, things have happened in my life that, like, how did that happen? I was at a U2 concert one time, and I know those guys a little bit, and Bono started singing drunk on a plane in the middle of his song Beautiful Day, and it's like,
What
alternate, are we in the metaverse? Like, what alternate reality are we living in right now? This must be a simulated reality, because there's no way this is like real life. So, yeah, I mean, and they happen all the time. For me, I try to find those moments in the smaller little family things that happen that are just like so funny, and, you know, from losing teeth to girls going through stuff. And it's just, it's I don't know, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, for sure. And then St. Jude is obviously like something that's so important to all of us in the country music community. When you think of St. Jude, like, what memories come to mind from spending time there?
The first thing I think of when I think of St. Jude is just the strength of these kids, and how it's about human nature when you're just stripped of so much, when you lose so much opportunity, when you lose physical things like your hair. I mean, when you just lose everything, somehow it makes us stronger in some way. Because I always walk into St. Jude's thinking like, oh, I'm going to play my guitar and cheer these kids up. You know, and it's just the exact opposite.
Yep.
I walk in there and they're like so strong, so brave, and so happy. You know, usually they're just like got this, you know, all the cracks allow the light to shine through, I guess. And I'm the one that walks out crying and just like so weak. So I just think of strong kids, the families, what those parents are going through. I mean, you think you have problems in your life, and then you go there and realize this, their lives have stopped for these kids and for the families. And so, I think of all that, and just the staff, the hospital staff, how hard they work to help these families going through the biggest crises of their lives. So it's a great community. And if you haven't been to any children's hospital in a while, you know, it's almost worth just going just to see, to count all your blessings, but certainly the top of the very top there is St. Jude and all they do.
Definitely. Dirk Snelly, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for coming in
person. So excited
to
hear morning music. Yeah, it's so nice to like see bodies and people.
Yeah, it is. I don't think we're going to a Zoom world. This is too good being in person.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'll get out of here. Let you continue with your day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.